Presidency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, Mr. John Dramani Mahama. Kindly permit me to stand on the existing protocol so I can make some time. Your Excellency, the Peace Council, as rightly mentioned by the Chair, was inaugurated in April, and like he rightly mentioned, has its own challenges. But since you assume office, we've been working so hard to make sure that the Peace Council is properly placed to be able to play its critical role. Yes, there are challenges, but within your time since you came, they've received 3 brand new pickups, they've received some motorbikes, we've gotten them a new office where they before where they were was very dilapidating when I visited them. We've gotten them a new office. And Your Excellency, very key about the Peace House. They have a land just around the GFA. So we decided that as a ministry to work together with other agencies that are a little resourceful. So we partner the Gaming Commission so that they will go to finance a building that's going to be about 7-story where we can house, we'll name it Peace House, but it will house the Peace Council, the Ghana Refugee Board, which is currently also in a rented premise, and then the small arms and light weapons, so that together we'll be able to house them. The processes are well advanced. I mean, the drawing is finished and the process has started. It's currently with the Minister of Finance, because Gaming Commission, as you may know, Your Excellency, is not government subvented. It's able to stand on its own. And we've done the financing and we are very sure that they should be able to finance that easily. Your Excellency, with regards to the Peace Index, by the law that establishes the Peace Council, we're supposed to have the Peace Building Support Unit within the ministry. Your Excellency, since the inception, this has not been done. But under your leadership and watch, this is done. And we are working so hard to ensure that the Peace Index and the Peace Map of our country is popularized annually, because every month, every year in September is termed as the Peace Month. So our target is to work towards September to put out the map of our country to tell communities how peaceful some are and the challenges in others, so that it will serve as a catalyst for communities to compete in them being registered as being peaceful. And then the Peace Index will use it as a competitive thing to compete, to get communities to compete. We are very optimistic, Your Excellency, under your leadership. If this is done, it will be another way to incentivize communities to rather seek peaceful way of resolving whatever conflict that they have among them. Your Excellency, last but not the least, with regards to the peace map that we have currently, it's a bit worrying, because if you look at the hotspots that we have across the country, as of last month, Your Excellency, we have about 449 hotspots across the country. And the funny and interesting thing is that you see some of the hotspots much larger in some regions, but they don't have so much conflict as compared to others that have fewer. And I'll just give you a typical example, Your Excellency. Central region alone has about 88. Asante region has 68. But when you put the 5 regions in the north, the total they have is 120. And yet we were having more violent resistance in the 5 regions of the north than this region, because these regions of Asante and Centra tend to resolve their conflicts more through the courts as compared to the 5 regions in the north, where sometimes their issues are resolved the blues away. So, Your Excellency, the work of the Peace Council is to work so hard. The work of the Peace Council is to work so hard to encourage communities to resolve to peaceful way of resolving their conflict. And also that is why we've reiterated time without number that your government, under your leadership, will not act or sit aloof to see one group or the other put in any measures that will set one community against the other. We'll continue to work very hard to ensure that under your leadership, we live and coexist in a very peaceful way. So, Your Excellency, with regards to their allowances, yes, it's true, the third and fourth quarter of 2024, which amounts to about 650,000, we are working with the Minister of Finance to resolve that. And equally, the 2025, the outstanding is also third and fourth quarter, which, Your Excellency, you are very much aware. We are working with the Ministry of Finance to resolve it because we know the frustration. We know one of the major challenges they have is to be able to get to all the 266 districts that we have. Currently, by law, they were supposed to be able to get the Peace Council established up to the district level. Currently, it's only at the regional level. But even at the regional level, the challenges, yes, are enormous. But we are very optimistic under your leadership. These challenges will be surmountable. So we want to, on behalf of the Peace Council, to thank you sincerely, Your Excellency, for accepting us into the presidency this afternoon for this briefing, because it's a ritual that annually, at least the Peace Council comes to update you on the happenings across our country. We want to thank you so much for this reception. May God continue to bless our country. Thank you so much, sir.